This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi returned to Delhi this afternoon after concluding his two-day state visit to Bhutan. In a special gesture, King of Bhutan Jigme Khesar Namgyel Wangchuk, accompanied by Bhutan Prime Minister, accorded a warm send-off to Mr. Modi at Paro Airport. In a social media post, Prime Minister Modi said he is honoured by the special gesture by the King of Bhutan. He termed his Bhutan visit as very special as he had the opportunity to meet the King and Bhutan Prime Minister Chering Tobge. He added that their talks will add even more vigour to the India-Bhutan friendship. He also expressed gratitude to have been conferred the Order of the Druk Gyalpo. He also thanked the people of Bhutan for their warmth and hospitality, saying that India will always be a reliable friend and partner for Bhutan. Earlier today, Mr. Modi and Mr. Tobge inaugurated the Gyaltsu and Jetsun Pema Mother and Child Hospital, a state-of-the-art hospital in Thimphu, built with the assistance of the Government of India. The newly constructed hospital would add value to the quality of mother and child health services in Bhutan. Yesterday, Prime Minister Modi announced assistance of 10,000 crore rupees to Bhutan over the next 5 years. The External Affairs Ministry today summoned German Deputy Chief of Mission in New Delhi to convey India's strong protest on their Foreign Office spokesperson's comments on India's internal affairs. It said India sees such remarks as interfering in the judicial process and undermining the independence of India's judiciary. The External Affairs Ministry said India is a vibrant and robust democracy with rule of law. It said the law will take its own course in the matter as in all legal cases in the country and elsewhere in the democratic world. It termed the biased assumptions made on this account as unwarranted. The international community has condemned the terrorist attack in Russia, which claimed 115 lives. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres expressed shock at last night's attack on Crocus City Hall in Moscow and condemned it in the strongest possible terms. The United Nations Security Council has called on all states to cooperate actively with the government of the Russian Federation as well as all other relevant authorities to bring to account those responsible for the terrorist attack. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has condemned the terror attack in the Moscow concert. The US, EU, UK, France, Spain and UAE have also expressed shock. French President Emmanuel Macron expressed his country's solidarity with the victims, their loved ones and all the Russian people. Spain said it was shocked at events in Moscow, while Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni said it was an odious act of terrorism and expressed her full solidarity with the affected people and the victims' families. The Islamic State Khorasan ISISK has claimed responsibility for the attack on the concert venue. The Kremlin said 11 people, including 4 suspected gunmen, have been arrested in connection with the shooting rampage. Russia's investigative committee said the death toll has risen to 115 in the attack, in which camouflage-clad gunmen opened fire with automatic weapons. It said the death toll is expected to rise. Health officials said more than 120 people were wounded. In Punjab, the death toll due to the suspected consumption of spurious liquor has reached 20 in several villages of Sangrur district, with 6 more persons succumbing today. A special police team is investigating the matter and 8 persons have been arrested so far. About 16 victims are undergoing treatment in various hospitals and some of them are critical. Delhi's Rouse Avenue Court today extended the custody of Bharat Rashtra Samiti BRS leader K. Kavita to the Enforcement Directorate ED till the 26th of this month in the money laundering case connected with the liquor policy scam. Special CBI Judge Kaveri Baveja passed the order after the BRS leader was produced in court on the expiry of her ED remand. In IPL cricket, chasing a target of 175 runs set by Delhi Capitals, Punjab Kings were 60 for 2 in 6 overs in Chandigarh when reports last came in. Put into bat, Delhi Capitals made 174 runs in the stipulated 20 overs, losing 9 wickets. In another match today, Kolkata Knight Riders will face Sunrisers Hyderabad in Kolkata at 7:30 p.m. And with that, we end this news bulletin.